I had a stepbrother that we had a field above our house, and there's a path that basically cut off a mile or a half a mile by walking across, you know. And they could be somebody going on that path up through there, and he'd be chopping out weeds in the corn. They'd be smoking a cigar and making him sick.
Is that right?
And he learned to smoke. He finally learned to smoke.
Now, you mentioned the outhouse, and you mentioned the woodshed and the smokehouse. What other outbuildings did you have?
Well, we had a crib, you know, for corn.
Yeah.
And then we had a tool shed for our tools. Of course, we had the barn.
Where did you keep the other grain other than the... Did you have a place for...
Well, I'll tell you, other than the crib,
yeah.
Well, we had a place sort of cut off for grain, too, you see.
Did you call that anything? Was that in the crib, or was that in...
Yeah, we'd call it a granary, you know.
And then the big building, the biggest outbuilding was...
The barn.
And what was that like inside?
Well, back in the early day when I built my barn, we made part of a living raising colts, you know, and selling horses. We had the lower side, I believe, for horses, and I had the upper maybe for cattle.
Now the part where you cut hay. Where did you store that in the barn?
Up in the, what we call the mow. M-O-W-S. Feet up to that other, you see.
I see.
And we'd just, one fellow throw it off here and we'd throw then the wheat on up there and still it coming.
So the mows then were kind of built, the one, you have the floor here, and then you have how high off the ground was the lower mow?
Well, it is high enough, you know, that horses wouldn't bump their head or anything.
And then, I see, so it was, Just above the horses, and then
yeah.
When you filled, what did you do? Fill up the lower one first, or fill and then or?
No, we stored hay in this first mow on each both sides.
Yeah.
And then maybe we'd have sheaf oats up on them others that we could just feed in the sheaf.
Oh, I see. Now, when you harvested the hay, would you tell me a little bit about that? When you harvest the hay, when you cut the hay. In the field, you'd put it together and.
Well,